God is with you and has made a way for you to overcome every attack of the enemy. Join Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson as they say, yes, you can live a victorious life. Here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor George Pearson is back with us, and we're already having fun, so don't miss any of the broadcasts coming up. We're talking about a subject most everybody's interested in called prosperity.
Yes, yes.
I like it.
I so enjoy teaching prosperity with you on the broadcast because I'm sitting here with the master prosperity herself, the dean of prosperity.
I am interested in prosperity.
And you guys have really, really proved it over the years. We were talking before we went on the air today about just what it was like when you and Kenneth first started out and when you were first married and what you went through in the early years of your ministry. And now where God has you, you've applied the principles of faith.
I'm glad now that we had to learn it ourselves to survive.
Yes. Well, and we were talking about this, and Gloria and I are talking on these 2 weeks about her book, God's Will is Prosperity. And as I've shared with you, it was published first in 1978, and here we are 40 years later.
It doesn't seem possible,
and
does it?
The Lord just impressed me. We need to teach chapter by chapter on this book, and today we're teaching on chapter 7, Yes, You Can Stand. And we were just talking about how this book was probably, you probably wrote it in around 1977. It was released in 78. And I was thinking about the fact that you and Kenneth started your ministry in 1967. So that's 10 years. 10 years learning about prosperity. And by the end of that 10 years, revelation had come to you in such a degree.
I think I started it when we still lived in Tulsa, living in a little rent house with no refrigerator.
Oh, my.
And, wow. I was very interested in the subject, I might add.
And I know that so many people are because, Gloria, I have people talk to me all the time about how much they enjoy these broadcasts and how much
Praise
they enjoy
God.
The two of us talking about this prosperity and how it helps people to see themselves with their needs met and to see themselves being able to come up to higher places and to see their homes being paid off and their cars being paid off. But one of the things that's so important that you teach about in this chapter 7 is you have to stand.
Yeah, you do.
I think that's one of the most important things.
That's true of healing. You're believing for healing or the salvation of your family or anything. You can't quit.
You can't
quit. Until the job is finished, George.
You can't quit until the job is finished.
That's right. That's right.
That's a gloryism right there.
Okay.
You're going to see that again. You can't quit until the job is finished.
Amen. That's right.
So that's what we're talking about today. Yes, you can stand. You can stand on the Word. You can believe God. And you know, Gloria, you can get into a place where whatever the challenge might be and whatever it is that you're believing for,
healing or whatever,
it's actually an exciting and an exhilarating thing to stand on the Word of God, to believe God.
And especially when it comes to pass.
And when it comes to pass. I know that years ago, when I was executive director the first time, we went into a $6 million deficit went on a lot of TV stations and built up a little bit of a bill. That bill was pretty big back then.
It was about a
couple million or more a month. And we just hit a place where we got behind. And so we had to
hit, I mean, it didn't take long.
No, it didn't. It really didn't take long at all. And but Gloria, I remember how difficult it was. You know, when that pressure is on, you have a choice to make.
You should have already built your house on the rock.
Oh, come on now.
The storm comes.
That's right. That's exactly right. You have to get your house on the rock. And so we had enough faith at that time, developed enough faith that we knew what to do. It wasn't the most enjoyable thing to be in that position.
No, it wasn't.
But the great thing about it is we applied what we learned.
Yes, we didn't quit.
And we stood, and we were, by the end of 1989, we were at $6 million deficit. And when we crossed over into the new year,
television bills.
And so you were believing God. You and Kenneth were believing God. We were believing God together. We were standing on the Word. And that's what we're talking about today. We were standing on that Word. And the amazing thing about it was they were telling us that in the natural realm, it would take anywhere from 18 months to 2 years to recuperate from that. And Gloria, when we crossed over into the new year of 1990, the income started coming up. And our accounts payable was completely paid by May, and then the TV bill was completely paid on July the 10th of 1990 at 9 o'clock in the morning.
You remember?
Ask me how I know.
Specifically.
I was sitting in my office in the administrative building, and your sister Jan, who is over the accounting, came to me with a check at 9 o'clock on July the 10th, 1990. And she said, "George, the TV bill is now paid in full." Gloria, that was a supernatural act of God.
Praise God.
That was a supernatural manifestation of a provision, an unheard of provision. See, that's what happens in the spirit realm. Yeah. Things go faster. Things move along.
That's right.
And when you're standing in faith, and when you're using your faith, and you're maintaining your confession and not giving up and not quitting, you're going to see results. And you'll see results quickly.
Right. That's right. You can't quit and you can't go negative.
You can't go quit.
Dark.
You can't quit. Can't go negative. Can't go dark.
No.
You've got to stay alive and you got to keep your faith active.
Going.
And I'll tell you something.
Keep your words working for you.
Keep your words working for you all the time. Mm-hmm. And Gloria, the thing about that whole deficit that we went through, it did something to me. It did something to you. It did something to us, to where we gained ground that we'd never gained before. And our determination is we're never going back. And so when things even come up now, I remember what happened. I remember what took place. And the devil, there is nothing that the devil can throw at us that we can't overcome.
If we stay in a place of faith. Keep our words working for us and not against us. Words are where you lose it.
Yeah, words are where you lose it.
Well, you've got to put your eyes on the Word to get faith in your heart.
Yes.
But after that, you got to speak words of faith because you're calling it.
Yep.
That's how we release our faith, with our words.
You're calling it in.
And you start talking fear, doubt, unbelief. Your ship is going under.
It's right. Well, here's if you look at it again, what you're talking about, your words are either pushing your blessing away.
Yeah, that's right.
Or it's bringing it to you.
That's right.
And people don't realize that when they waver, and that's the key right there, when you're wavering in the Word, and one day you're speaking the Word and the next day you're not, you're speaking against it. Let's say that this is the thing that you're believing for, whether it's a house or a car or the fulfillment of something.
Yeah.
And in the realm of the Spirit, you don't particularly see it, but you say, "In the name of Jesus, I have it. We're standing, we're taking it in Jesus' name." And all of a sudden the devil comes around, starts to discourage you.
Sure.
And you start thinking, "Well, I guess it's not working."
Why? Because he wants that territory.
He wants it.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, what you're believing for could be right there. And you start speaking words against it. "Well, I guess it's not working. I guess it's not happening. I guess we're never going to get it." And that blessing starts moving away from you.
And then the other thing you can think about is, what have I got to lose by staying in faith?
Oh, what have I got to lose by staying in faith?
Nothing. It'll be all the gain.
Oh, that's good, Gloria.
You just don't quit. Don't quit. Healing, your finances, your children.
Yep.
You don't quit.
Don't quit. Don't let go.
Keep that faith working.
Don't throw in the towel.
No. Don't
and so
up.
let's look at some of our scriptures
here.
This is good. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 and 14, it's there at the top. "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand."
Yep.
"Stand, therefore."
That's not a picture of quitters.
Mm-mm. No, we're not quitters. We aren't. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, talking about the full armor of God. Mm-hmm. And Gloria, you just said something that sparked something in me about not quitting and not giving up. It says, and I just thought of this, it's not in your notes, but in Hebrews chapter 10, 38, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw
That's
back.
Right. That's right.
But we are of them that believe to the saving of soul.
Drawing
of the
back would be a quitter.
That would be a quitter.
You'd be a giving up person.
That's right. A giving.
We're not of those who give up.
We're not.
We stand.
We're not.
We stand. And George, we have stood, as you know, you've been here a long time.
Yeah.
The ministry, all of us have stood
yes.
for millions of dollars
yep.
worth of buildings,
yep.
equipment,
That's right.
salaries.
Yes, ma'am.
And it would have been easy to give up
it would
a number
have.
Of times.
It would have. But the wonderful thing about it is we didn't give up. We didn't quit. And you know, when you fight a spiritual battle like that, then when other things come up, you're like, no, devil, we won that one. We win this one.
We can do it
We've
again.
Got it.
We know where. Once you know how to do it,
yeah.
you have the courage to break forth and
yes.
do more.
Yes.
You know, to take bigger projects.
Yep.
Build big buildings, to pay cash for a car or whatever it is you're believing for.
The more you stand, the more you believe, the stronger you get.
That's right.
And the more your faith capacity enlarges.
That's it.
To
the
believe
word.
For even
you
bigger
know, faith
things.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word.
Yeah.
So you can't do these things without the word.
That's right. You've got to have
not
the word
without
of God.
The word.
That's we have the word of God.
That's right.
Well, a couple of
it's
things.
It's an open book test.
It's I like that. It's an open book test.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Well, in our notes here, only with the full armor of God can we stand against the strategies
right.
and the deceits of the devil. And of course, I'm teaching from Gloria's book. All of these statements that I'm making are hers. How long do you stand? As long as it takes.
Till it's finished.
You said, don't attempt to go after something in faith without first making the quality decision to be willing to keep faith applied
That's
until
right.
you see the desired
That's
results.
That's exactly right.
That is a great statement
Praise
there.
Praise God. It takes that.
Make a determination that we are willing to keep faith applied to this situation.
Living by faith is not for wimps.
Amen.
It's for spiritual giants. Glory to God.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right. And you
and
can,
everybody can be that
yeah.
if they decide to spend time in the Word,
yep.
believe it, say it, stand,
yep.
receive it.
Yep.
Hallelujah.
That's how we do it. Now, in your book, you talk about the power of patience. That's part B here,
mm-hmm.
the power of patience.
That's, that takes patience.
It takes patience. And you do...
You know, some people, you've been 20, 30 years maybe in a marriage and you've
yeah.
been
yeah.
In debt about that long, and
yep.
then you hear a sermon on receiving and being prosperous, and it may take you more than a week to get out of debt.
That's right.
It may take a year, but if you don't start, how long is it going to take?
That's right. That's
you'll
right.
You'll never it, get out.
You'll never get
no,
there.
No.
So we have to encourage ourselves in the Word of God.
Stay
like
in the
like
word.
Brother Hagin says, if you're willing to stand forever, it
won't
take.
Be there very long.
It won't be there very long.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
And so, you've done, over the years, you have done amazing teaching on the power of patience. You've talked about faith and patience, the power twins.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And I can remember, gosh, Gloria, I can remember conventions of you teaching a series on the power of patience. And in your teaching...
You know, think about it. Some people, it's been, you may have been 10, 20 years getting your finances
yeah.
in the shape they're in,
yep.
borrowing money you
yep.
shouldn't have borrowed and all that. Now, you may not get out. It'd be wonderful if you could get out overnight,
yeah.
but it just, I've yeah. never known how. I would tell you that secret if I knew it, but I do not know how to do it necessarily
yeah.
immediately.
Yeah.
But I know how to stand immediately.
That's right.
And I know that if I stand on the Word of God, it'll happen.
It'll happen.
And I know
it'll
that happen. If I don't do anything, nothing's going to happen.
Gloria, that's so true.
So
if you don't do anything, it'll keep getting worse.
Yeah, it'll increase.
And I think, Gloria, you really...
about borrowing money and so on.
You're really saying something. You're really speaking something that is so important right now. I believe to somebody, people who are listening to us, watching us right now, what Gloria is saying is, no matter where you are,
that's right,
no matter how much money has accrued in the debt, no matter what kind of situation you're in, start standing in faith right now.
Find your
right
scriptures.
Now. I mean, order the free product that we have. Get into the Word of God, and you'll see that thing turn around.
That's right.
It may take a little bit of time, but at least you're going to be on the road. You won't be stuck on the side. You'll be on the road to your victory, walking in a place
Amen.
Where you see it happen and see it take place.
Amen. Amen.
So I believe that's the word
you know,
for those that are watching.
When we first learned this, about borrowing money, mm-hmm. I mean, just to do what the Word says. The Word says stay out of debt. I mean,
yeah.
What about that can you not understand? Stay out of debt.
Yeah, right.
And we didn't have money in the bank. We didn't have money for a house. We didn't have to pay cash for a house.
Right.
We couldn't pay cash for anything much. We bought an old car, but that was about it. And you want to say, well, if I commit to this, I'll never have anything.
Yeah.
That's what Satan's talking to you in your ear saying, don't do it, don't do it. Because he wants to keep control.
That's right.
But if you're a word person, if your loyalty is to what God's Word says, whether it's healing or your family or whatever you're believing for, you can have it.
Praise
you can have
God.
It. You can get those scriptures on releasing your faith or believing you receive finances
My
or
goodness.
Believing you receive money. Mm. If you won't quit, you'll get it.
That's right. And I've watched
and how
you.
How long? And then I thought about, it could take years to be able.
Yeah.
To pay cash for a house.
Yeah.
And then I thought about, how many years does it take to pay for a house if you borrow
That's
the
good.
Money?
That's good. You know,
30-year mortgages.
We did the same thing with the house that we're in. We paid cash for it, and then came the renovation time. We wanted to expand it, enlarge it. We wanted to do things to it, and it took 5 years.
5 years.
5 years.
How long would it have taken if you hadn't have done that?
We'd still be paying. We would be paying. Gloria, we would be paying a mortgage today.
Yeah, and you'd have paid for the house a number of times.
And we would have paid it over a number of times.
That's
But we took 5 years out of our lives, and we stood in patience. We were believing God. And one
That's
time...
That's a good example, George.
One time, and there was a while where we had pretty much gutted the house, and then we were rebuilding rooms, and it had the framing on it. And it was several months.
It was wearing.
It was wearing. And, you know, we went to Kenneth, though, and we talked to him about it. And he encouraged us, and I encourage you with the same thing today. He said, kids, talking to Terry and I, he said, think about the progress that you've made. Think about the ground that you have gained. See, when you're standing in faith, you are gaining ground, even though it seems like a little bit at a time. But, Gloria, I walk through that house sometimes on Saturdays when I'm preparing for service.
Mm-hmm.
And Terry might be out shopping, the house is empty. And I'll walk through the house and I'll just start thanking God. This is a debt-free house. And it's a nice house. It's a pretty house. It's a beautiful house. And I think about the 5 years that we believe God for the renovation of it. And now we're in it and it's debt-free.
Is it worth it?
It is worth it. It's worth
it.
But it is standing in faith. And we've just got a couple of minutes. And we've talked through our notes here, but let me just read a couple of things. Hebrews 10:36 says, if you have need of patience. For you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And Gloria, you've taught this before. Patience undergirds faith
and keeps
faith.
I don't think that means sometimes you receive and sometimes you don't.
No, that's right.
It says might. It says you might.
Yeah,
receive
yeah,
promise,
yeah. That's right.
You have the might to receive it.
The might. Ooh, that's good.
That's right.
Ooh, I just got that. The might to receive it. Patience undergirds faith and keeps faith applied until the results manifest. Patience is the difference between trying and committing. And you quoted,
yeah, that's good.
You quoted W.E. Vine in your book, patience is the quality that does not surrender to circumstances mm-hmm. or succumb under trial. It is the opposite of despondency, and it is associated with hope.
Isn't that a great definition?
Marvelous.
Patience.
Patience, Gloria said, encourages fearless confidence in God's Word, despite contrary evidence in the seen Word. And I like this. In Hebrews 10, 35, 36, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, recompense of reward, for you have need of endurance, so after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise.
Endurance. Don't quit. Don't give up.
No, don't give up.
Don't be talked out of it.
That's right. And let me do this. These are off the notes here. This is in my Bible, but
And that's not when it says you may receive the promise. That's not saying you may and you may not receive the promise. It's saying that you may receive the promise.
You may receive the promise. That's
There's
right.
No doubt. No
that's
issue
right.
doubt.
You know, in talking about faith and patience, patience is basically when you're standing. It's what you do between the amen of your prayer and the manifestation of it, that period of time. And time can be either an enemy or a friend.
That's right.
The clock can be your enemy. Time is ticking. Time is going by. Or you can take that same time and exercise your faith, walk in patience, don't quit, don't throw in the towel, but keep confessing the Word of God, keep declaring the Word of God, and you're going to see it happen. I've seen it over and over again. I watched you design your house. And how many years did it take for the fulfillment of that house?
Since we were paying cash for it, I had a lot of time to design.
You did.
But was it worth it?
It was worth it.
It was absolutely worth it.
Patience, and I'll just read this. This will be the last thing we'll cover. Patience and standing on the Word of God. You maintain your stand in spite of the challenge. Mm-hmm. You are constant all the time. You are courage under fire. You answer every doubt and fear with the Word of God.
Amen.
That patience will undergird faith until the answer comes. And one preacher said, patience is staying in one spot and you don't move. You're unmovable and you are unbreakable.
Praise God.
So we are, Father, in the name of Jesus,
Lord.
We stand on the Word of God.
We do.
And no matter what happens around us, we keep the eye of faith focused on the end result.
Praise.
We won't quit.
That's
we
right.
won't give up.
That's
we
right.
say we have it now, and that's our stand of
amen.
Faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
One of the things about it, and I'll say this real quick, when you learn how to have patience, it works for healing. It works for
amen.
A car.
Yep.
It works for your family, your children. It's worth
it works.
The effort to learn how to walk in faith and patience.
Yeah.
Glory to God. George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.